So I want you to go to Luke 17. But if you'll listen to me, I'm going to liberate you. Amen. He actually wants me to talk to you tonight about the blessings of the kingdom of God. A lot of people don't misunderstand the kingdom of God when it says seek first the kingdom of God, then all these things will be added to you. And somebody gets some people get a picture of that verse. Well, I need to go out and go to the nations, or I got to go on the streets and witness for Jesus, or I got to do some church activity because I got to seek the kingdom and then his blessing will come. That's not really what he's saying. What he's saying, if you'll seek the operation first, understanding of how the kingdom operates, is the kingdom comes in a mystery. You got to understand how that mystery works. If you'll seek the understanding of operating in the mystery of the kingdom of God, all the stuff that you would normally seek will be freely added to you. Amen. Because the kingdom will do that for you. The kingdom will add to you as you serve God. Amen. We're servants of the kingdom. Well, we've been given a very rich inheritance. Amen. So Luke 17, verse 20, when he was demanded of the religious spirit, the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with ocular evidence. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Now, he said something very powerful there, because the kingdom of God will not originate. You got to write this down, because God's going to take us into a little journey here in the next 30 minutes. I believe he's going to liberate a lot of you financially. Glory to God. So he said, it cometh not with ocular evidence. The kingdom is not going to originate out here. Do you hear me? It's going to manifest out here, but it will not originate out here. There's a lot of things that will originate out here. The blessings of God can come upon your life, come upon your labors, come upon your vocation, come upon our ministry, come upon us, and it can originate. But the kingdom that is full of inheritance will not originate out here. It's going to originate from within, but it's going to manifest out here. If we don't get the origin right, what we're going to do is we're going to bind it up. And if you bind it up, then you're going to have to live with a consequence of what we've bound. I'll share how you bind the kingdom in a minute. Amen. So he says, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. See, no, lo here, lo there. See, they were looking for the kingdom to manifest. He said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. And Jesus was trying to tell him, you're looking for the kingdom to manifest, and it's standing right in front of you. I am the kingdom. It's in me. Yet even the Lord said, it doesn't come by my strength. It's not come by my power, but my Father is going to manifest this. But it's coming through. Say through. See, in the gift realm, God give you a gift. He can give you a gift in business. He can give you a gift in ministry. He can give you a gift in the gift realm. He bypasses a lot of us. He has to. If he didn't bypass us, we'd plug him up every day. Because do we get mature and understand how we're plugging the kingdom up? God ultimately wants the kingdom. What he wants for this church is Father's house, full-blown, 100-fold kingdom. And we're not going to stop. That's a mystery how that operates, by the way. The gift, you'll come online pretty quick with it. God will use you and operate with you with a gift, because he'll bypass a lot of things. You can be struggling with all kinds of things. You step up in the anointing, he'll just bypass it. Amen? But when you're operating in kingdom, he doesn't bypass you. It has everything to do with you. Amen? That's what we're having to learn. It has everything to do with what's flowing through you. You can plug it up with trespass. You can plug it up with fear. You can plug it up with unbelief. You can plug it up by disconnection. Because it belongs to the full age mature. But while we're maturing, he'll give you an operation. But he never depended on a gift realm operation to spend our whole life into. Because it really will frustrate you after a while, because you're going to get ceilinged with it. And when you get ceilinged with it, you can't blow past that ceiling as much as you. Everyone's trying to break their ceiling. Because they're trying to take a gift and asking God to bring a full-age mantle under a gift. And he's not going to do that because a gift is a regulated operation. We have to shift if we want fullness. Say shift. We have to shift. That's why Paul said, covet all of this. Covet it. But I'm going to show you a more excellent way. You're going to have to get introduced to the love of the Father. You're going to have to get introduced to the kingdom. Then the Father will introduce you to the kingdom of his dear Son. And you can write this down. The entire kingdom has been given to the Lord Jesus. The government is upon his shoulders. He ascended on high. In Psalms said he received gifts from men. In Ephesians said he ascended on high and gave gifts from men. He receives and gives from the same position out of the right hand of God. He received the offices, all fivefold offices, all eight operations, apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. Don't ask me to say that fast again. He received all of the government. He received all the inheritances, all power, all wealth, all riches. He received the seven inheritances of Revelation, power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. He received the nations as his inheritance. He said, I'll set my king on the holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Now ask of me, son, and I give it all to you. All of it is under and in the name of Jesus. All right? That's why he said this kingdom that we want. Now, how many of you have seen the blessing of God come upon your life? If the blessing of God was designed to fully satisfy us, you would not be looking for the kingdom. Did you hear me? If it was designed to fully satisfy you, you wouldn't probably be here. The kingdom comes with a fullness, comes with an anointing without measure, comes with a glory. Comes with a life, comes with an atmosphere, comes with Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, comes with the Word, love, and dunamis power, comes with manifestation, demonstration in every arena, financial, in every arena, sickness, disease, it demonstrates wherever it is. That's what the kingdom does. That's what we want. That's what everybody's prophesying. Everybody's looking for it. Everybody knows the manifested sons of God are coming in this generation. Everybody knows that. But it's still a mystery until we tap into it. Amen? Now, if we're looking for the kingdom to fall out here, it's not going to come that way. That's another visitation. I don't care if you have a revival visitation. It's not going to last if it comes by visitation. They never do. They're not designed to, but a kingdom will keep on flowing. It's a river. Say a river. A river's just keep rolling. They just keep flowing. Amen. Get a big enough river, it just keeps flowing. It never runs dry. That's what the kingdom's like. Now, the kingdom can either be loosed or it can be bound. All right. Now I want you to go to Matthew 16. Say loosed or bound. The kingdom is given to you. The Father said it's the Father's good pleasure. Jesus said it's my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. But it's going to come in a mystery. You got to learn how to operate in it. Amen. That's what we're learning to do now. We're learning to operate. We're learning how to at least get in position. Hallelujah. I was standing in a very colorful river yesterday. I really want to get back in that river. I really, really, really want back in that glorious river of life. Whew. Matthew 16, verse 19. This is that thing with Peter. Upon this rock, I'll build my, he goes, I'm the Christ. I'm going to build this rock on me being the Christ, not on Peter, on me being the Christ. And he says, my gates will, hell will not prevail against it. Verse 18, verse 19, and I will give unto you, say unto you, the keys. He didn't say key. He said keys. Say keys. No, no, you got to say it with some spirit. Say keys. It's not a single key. They're keys that make the kingdom work. You don't have the right keychain, kingdom not going to work. You don't, what do keys do? They open, there's this deep call to deep. You ready? What does a key do? It opens a door. You have keys that give you entrance to heaven. You have other keys that give heaven entrance to the earth. All these keys originate inside you. Or they're all placed there, revealed inside, in Christ in you. That's why I said the acknowledgement of every good thing that's in you, in Christ. Because the kingdom's within. So there are keys that move you in to the Father, and there's keys that move the Father into our jurisdiction. There's keys that open, they're jurisdictional keys. Amen? Say it like that. There are keys that move us from the earth's jurisdiction to the Father, and then there's keys that move the Father's kingdom that's in the name of Jesus into the earth through these keys. Keys. Everyone say keys. Keys of the kingdom of heaven. Well, is it the kingdom of heaven or is it the kingdom of God? Look, it's a kingdom that's not of this world. It's originating in heaven. It's God's kingdom in the name of Jesus. And it's an inexhaustible kingdom that's in his name. And probably if the Lord could ever get frustrated, if I were the Lord, which I'm not, but if the Lord could get frustrated, we'd be in big trouble if I was the Lord just right now. We'd be very, if he could ever be frustrated, it's because of all that he inherited and all the Father's given him and how little we walk in. But he told me something more than once. He goes, in this hour, in this generation, all that I have inherited for my people, all of it will come down into the earth through a generation of believers. Say all. And he said, my Father will not return until that happens. Now, unto thee I give unto the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now we read that like this. All right, I got the keys. I'm going to bind you, devil. I bind you. So that devil gets transported to heaven and then he gets bound in heaven. Now there is a binding and loosing like that, but if you really want to know how to meditate that scripture, I'm going to give you the power and the authority. And I'm going to give it to you. The dominion of my kingdom. And I'm going to entrust it to your stewardship. To operate in my kingdom. But listen to me. The power of this kingdom, whatever you bind it to on earth, it's going to bind it up in heaven. Whatever you loose it from the earth, it's going to get loosed in heaven. You have the power to bind it, and you have the power to loose it. It's been given to you to bind or loose. He did not say that you bind and loose with these keys. He said whatever you bind the kingdom to. Keys will open you to the kingdom, and the keys will open the kingdom to you. But whatever you bind this thing to, it's going to get bound in heaven. Whatever you loose. Now, you're not going to understand how you bind things without the Holy Ghost's wisdom. Tonight, I'm going to show us one way how we bind things. Amen? Because he's liberating me right now. When I received my first massive supply of dunamis, I mean, this is dunamis on the other side of the Father. This was coming out of the name of Jesus, dunamis, creative. I received it on February 25th, 2017. I'll never forget it. It's still in me. It's still full, and it will manifest in this jurisdiction. That is a fact. Amen. That didn't happen until I unloaded for 2 hours. I love what you were talking about with Jesus. See, because this thing about right hand of God is not like this little form. Okay, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go here. It's all about relationship. He might put you at the throne of grace and say, stay here. You got to learn to listen to him and hear from him. He's going to tell you what to do. Most of the kingdom is getting you out of the way. What this does, some of the things we're teaching is how to get out of the way much faster. how to recognize how you're in the way. Get yourself out of the way. Get him in authority. Amen. How do we bind the kingdom? How do we loose the kingdom? It's a little more than say, I bind you, devil! Because it's not, I'm going to say something to you. Devils are not the problem when it comes to the kingdom of God. When the kingdom's flowing, not one time did the Lord ever have problems with devils. He had problems with them, but he had no problem ministering the kingdom. In other words, the kingdom took authority over every devil every time. Every time. It always had the authority. He came from a position of authority. He came from a position of heaven. He came from a position. He was never worried about the devils. Because he didn't fight them in their arena anyway. He took authority over them. Amen? Now, what I want to do today, tonight, Lord willing, if I get there, I want to show you one way how we bind him financially. How you bind the kingdom of God financially. This is something he's been working in me a long time. And I'm getting liberated in an amazing way. Hallelujah. And I'm going to help liberate you. Amen. Now go to Ephesians 1 real quick. Okay, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now the Father's blessed us. Who hath blessed us? With all, say all, spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Notice how he keeps honing it in. Blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. It's not just floating around heaven. You know, when it's just floating around, go up and grab something. It doesn't float. It's in a position. It's in a name. You don't go float around eating angel food cake. Oh, I think I'll have some of this. I think I'll have some of this. No, it's in the name of Jesus in a heavenly trust account. It's under his name. God put it all in the name of Jesus for us. And it's very clear. I don't care what your mind says about it. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Well, spiritual blessings. Well, what other kind of blessing could they be if they're in spiritual? They're all spiritual when it comes to the Father. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The Father only transacts in the Spirit. The Lord and the Holy Spirit transact in our jurisdiction. He transacts through them. But you got to transact with the Father. And what's your neighbor say? We're going to transact with the Father. He's blessed us with all, say all, spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. There's a reason why he identified it like that. Now, why did he put it there? Because he put the first inheritance here when he gave it to Adam, right? Gave him dominion, and the enemy come right in at the fall of Adam, stole the dominion God gave Adam, stole it, and created the entire world system from what God gave to Adam. He took that, even so much that when he had Jesus there, offered him the whole world, said, all this world and the glory of it, the wealth and all of it's all mine, I'll give it to you. And the Lord's thinking, shut up. I am the last Adam. I'm about to get it all back. I'm certainly not going to ask you for it. I'm certainly not going to receive what you stole that originally came from me in the first place. Can you imagine the devil coming and offering the Lord what he stole from Adam? Would you like this blessing that I stole from Adam? Which was yours, but it's mine. I'll give it to you if you'll bow down and worship me. I mean, the Lord's like, get behind me. I'm going to get it all back. My Father's going to restore the inheritance. He's going to reassign the inheritance. Because I represent the race of Adam. I am the perfect man, but I'm going to die. And when I die, all that race is going to die with me. All that inherited rights of the race of Adam is going to die with me. I'm going to take all of Adam down. All that came out of Adam, I'm going to take it all down in the grave and bury it. And when I come up, the Father's going to reassign me as the heir of all things. I will become the heir, the single heir of all things. And I'm going to be raised into the right hand of the Father, and God's going to take me up above the second heaven. And then he's going to restore the inheritance above second heaven, demonic principalities and powers, out of the reach of the devil, out of the reach of principalities. And he's going to put it in my name, in heavenly places, in the right hand of God. And the devil can never take it from him or you again. Amen. That's all glorious. We knew that 6 years ago. We're still trying to get that down here. I like the fact that the enemy can't steal that one. I love it. I remember the day he gave me that revelation. And I go, glory to God. He can't steal my inheritance. And I wake up, Father, please show me how to get it here. I love the fact that he can't take it. I don't like the fact that I don't know how to get it. I know it's there. I know why you put it there. I know you gave me access. I know I'm a joint heir to it. I know Jesus has freely shared that inheritance with me. I know all that he is, all that I have is yours. I know that. You know that. Lord willing, you know that. Still don't know how to get it here just yet. This is our year. How do we get that here? All right. Go to Philippians chapter 4. Okay, so we know there's a big old inheritance up there. There's generational inheritance for you and your home, your family. There's ministerial inheritance. There's business inheritance. There's inheritance for the kingdom. There's inheritance for your loved one. There's inheritance of salvation. There's inheritance across the board. Inheritances of healing, health. There's all kinds of inheritances there. Your calling, your destiny, all of it's there. What did he tell Paul when he appeared to him? He said, I've appeared to you for this day that you may preach this gospel and deliver those that are bound in darkness. And what did he say? And preach inheritance. You preach the cross to those who don't know me, and you preach inheritance to those who do. Preach inheritance. You preach salvation to the lost, Paul. Preach inheritance to those that are sanctified. The last thing you want to do is get a bunch of people that are saved. You keep preaching salvation to them. You got to move on. The kingdom of God is much bigger than the gospel of the kingdom. There's a gospel of salvation. That's the one to the lost. The gospel of the kingdom is for the saved. Amen. There's a difference. Bill Johnson will tell you that. I read an article. He said that. Amen. Now, Philippians 4:19, verse 15. You Philippians know that in the beginning of the gospel, oh, this is 10 teachings here. When I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as giving and receiving it, but you only. But they were his chief support system. No doubt about it. Church of Philippi, Macedonians. For even Thessalonica, you sent once again into my necessity. That's when he was making tents. They were sending him funds in Thessalonica. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. And I have all and abound. I'm full, having received of Epaphroditus the things that were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. I could have just started with this verse. But verse 19, my God, say my God shall supply all of your necessity. You can say need, desire, wants. My God will supply all according to what? And where? Riches where? Riches in glory, right? What's it say? Riches in glory. In or by Christ Jesus. See, all the riches in glory. The same place of Ephesians 1:3. He's going to supply your need from that place. From that place. And we've heard that. And everybody say amen, hallelujah. I know that. Well, you can say it because, hey, glory. Amen. I've got that t-shirt. Heard it all before. My God shall supply all your need. Where? From there. But where's the reality of where your need's being supplied? Here. What's the reality? The reality is your paycheck. The reality is your job. Go sit on the couch for a month and do nothing and see if anything shows up. What's the reality? It shows up. What's the reality of God supplying our need in this church? I'll tell you what we go through. What's the reality? Wednesday night, Sunday mornings, internet. But no matter what you preach, just reality is the needs are still supplied from offerings, from internet offerings. That's how we take care of this budget that we, and every preacher deals with budgets. Because it keeps rolling around. Doesn't it, Pastor? It'll roll around next month. And sometimes it ebb and flows. But the reality is it flows in. So what you do, just like your job, your business, what you do over time is you start fixating yourself on that source. Right? And then what you do, now listen to me very carefully. You start fixating yourself on the source, whether you're a business, maybe a promotion here. If you're a business, God, bring me more business, right? So what we do is, God, fill the sanctuary. Father, bring in the kings. What are you doing? Over time, you'll start fixating your whole belief system into your source. And when you start fixating your belief system, your prayers start coming around your fixation. Your prayers coming around, all right, you get up, Father, I ask you to bless me today. If you're in sales, Father, grant me sales. So what you do is you start fixating all the kingdom around the earth, and you're asking God, now watch this, Father, originate this kingdom here. Grant me more from here. Grant me more from here. Grant me more. You're focusing your faith here. Does that make sense? Everyone's going to do it. Preachers do it. Business people do it. When you need more funds, we look to God, but you got to watch your fixation, because if you start fixing here, what we used to do, say, Father, I'd start looking at every Wednesday night, looking at every Sunday night. You know, we need $10,000, and there are times we need money. You have no idea because we don't share it with you. We don't tell you what's going on, but sometimes we need $10,000 in 3 days. So what you do is you start saying, okay, Father, it's Wednesday night. We need $10,000 on Wednesday night. You see what you do? And so you're looking, and over time, what you're doing over time, watch this, is slowly, not knowing, binding your entire belief system, binding your whole belief system on what you're doing, where you're doing it. Whether it's ministry, business, you're binding, you're fixating your belief system on your income and where it's coming from, and asking God to explore all the ways in which he can increase all that around you. Got quiet in this Presbyterian church all of a sudden. Or when it's lack, you can take the doctrine, well, you know, thank you, Father, teaching me something today with all this. When the fact of the matter is, when you start doing that, listen to me, when you start fixating your belief system around where your supply is coming from, and you start asking God to fixate himself around your supply, you're trying to get God to originate the kingdom out here. You're trying to get God drop down in here and manifest it back towards me. You see that? Now, if you don't see that, it's real important you see that. And if my words can't get you to see what I just said, you're going to have the Holy Ghost to show you that. Because if you don't see what I'm telling you, you'll miss everything. If we don't see how we take the kingdom through our belief system and focus the kingdom out here and ask God to come out here and originate something for me out here. God, I need you to originate a blessing for me out here. And he does that because he's full of grace. But that is not the kingdom. How many of you need the blessing of God to show up right now? Listen, God called you to a vocation.
You know what he spoke to me tonight? He said, you are a servant to this house and you're a servant to me. But your livelihood is not dependent on anything that comes through this door. But as long as you keep fixing yourself on what's coming through this door, you're going to get bound to what's in this door. And he goes, what I need you to do is take your fixation, and I need you to take it from the world completely. And I need you to surrender all of your fixation from everything that you see in this jurisdiction. He goes, because you, if you keep setting dependency, you're focusing the kingdom on something to originate out here. And what you need to do is being focused on an origination coming from in here. What does that mean exactly? God will send his blessings out here. But we need to move into the realm of inheritance now. And the room of the inheritance, you can't get God to start looking out here. You got to readjust what you're looking for. I'll have to readjust where I'm looking, what I'm looking at. And over time, you get so familiar with your environment, with your paycheck, with your business, with your ministry. You get so familiar that over time, you keep doing the same thing. And over time, you're slowly taking the entire operation of kingdom and binding it to a weekly event, to a weekly operation, to what you are asking God to do. God, do it this way. Do it this way. Breathe on this. Breathe on that. And God will do that. But not like we're wanting him to. And all the time we have an inexhaustible supply of riches and glory. But it's originating where? At the right hand of God. Where is it? At the right hand of God. When you pray, believe that you receive and you will have. Those are two different things. What are you receiving? When you pray, we're in the presence of the Father. We've learned position. When you pray to the Father, Jesus said, when you pray, ask the Father in my name. It wasn't just saying, ask Father in the name of Jesus. Ask for this. Ask for what's in my name. Ask in accordance to the riches of the glory that has been placed in my name. Ask the Father for what I've laid up for you in my name. Ask the Father for an allocation from my name. What the Lord is asking me to do. He says, because I've given you the keys of the kingdom, but well, you're trying to get the kingdom to bypass you. I'm trying to deliver you from that operation, not into it. Did you hear what I just said? It's 9 o'clock. I really need y'all to listen to me. I really need you to not check out right now. The Father's trying to deliver us from our present operation, not back into it. If what we're presently doing is cutting the mustard, we don't need anything else. But if it's not, it's going to keep yielding the same result. I don't care, because we've bound the kingdom to our environment. And the kingdom was supposed to come in and overcome the environment. You cannot ask the Father for the rest of your life, come and invade my circumstance, Father, and not first come through you. Because what you're asking God, come and bypass me. Jump into my circumstance, Father. Jump into this circumstance. And the Father goes, I really want to deliver you out of that type of operation into a kingdom operation where I come up to the Father. I'm left of this world. I have a lot of needs in this world, but I have to get all of this world and the systems I've entangled. I got to undetangle my heart. Ray Charles, unchain my heart and set me free. I got to unchain my belief system from this congregation. I have to do this. I have to unchain my belief system. I can't keep looking every week after week after week at what's coming down the pipe. Because this is not my pipe. And as long as I keep making it my pipe, I'm going to keep getting the same result. I got to unchain my heart and become a servant to this place, but I'm coming from the position of the kingdom. And I got to let all this go. Some of you got to let your business go. I'm not talking about walk away from your business. You got to let your business go from the heart. You've changed your heart to everything that's coming down the pipe. One more thing, one more thing. And my heart's changed to the next thing. And God said, I want to bring the kingdom that will override all of that. That will produce such a blessing, you can't have room to receive any of it. And I don't think any of us have that problem right now. Yet. As long as we keep chaining, we'll keep getting the same result. The Father said, you're going to have to unchain yourself. I've given you the keys, and you keep binding my kingdom to your environment. Because whatever you bind my kingdom to in the earth, it's going to get bound up here. You're not going to get this. Because you're asking me to invade that. But you're asking me to go like this. For the benefit of teaching is bypassing you. What I need you to do is loose all this. I want you to loose everything. I need you, the Lord wants us to spend some time over this next week loosing. Let the Holy Ghost show you. It's like she was, Sarah, when God had to show her. What to do? Let him show you. Man, that's how I got that first distribution. He had me unlock some things. And tonight he come in here and unlocked me from this place right in the middle of worship. He said, this is one of your big problems too. I said, what? This is my calling. He says, yeah, but you fighting this on a weekly basis. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm not talking about fighting pastor and fighting the financial battles that come in and go. He goes, cause you have there's a lot of expenses here. And sometimes it's flowing and sometimes not. He goes, I want to get you out of that whole thing. He goes, I don't want you looking anymore. Who's here? Who's not here? Let's put it in your court. Don't be looking at your boss anymore. Don't go look in your business anymore. Get your mind, heart, and entanglements of your heart off of that realm and get it turned to the Father. Now, you don't need no use asking him if you don't first detangle. You got to get loosed first. I loose all my dependency on man. I loose all my dependency upon the earth and all of its operations. I loose my dependency upon the church. I loose my dependency on all the stuff I'm dealing with. And this deal, that deal, and that contract, this contract. I loose all my dependency from all of it. I'm not looking to any of it. If you don't do that, you most likely already have integrated and bound your heart to the earth and the kingdom's plugged up. What God's doing is blessing your vocation. He's blessing your assignment, but the kingdom has not come to override it with dominion. Are y'all hearing me? So he said, the first thing you got to do is untangle. I don't know if you saw me. Some of you, I was just getting so free. I had to get out of this congregation for a minute. I went in the prayer room during worship. And I was being untangled. I heard some cables were snapping. It's all about perspective. You got to see what I'm talking about. Yet the Holy Ghost got to show you your own heart. Don't be looking at like my issue. You might have a few issues too. You might have to look at some of your issues and get some tissue for your issues. If you don't see it, it's going to cut off the flow. One person can give, and I mean, they give $1,000 and they're in the flow. Another person can give and nothing happens because they're cut off. See, it's all about where your heart is. See, so what you do, I'm going to close this and I'm going to pick it up another time. You got to detangle first. Don't run to the Father, run to the throne of grace. Start detangling. What am I putting my trust in? Who have I put my trust in? If I put my trust in the same system over and over again, it's going to keep yielding the same fruit. I need to get out of one system and get into God's system. Amen. First, I'm going to detangle. First, I'm going to surrender. But that's just key one. Key number two, then I move up into the Father and I start asking to transact. Solely from the name of Jesus. Grant me from the inexhaustible resources that are in Christ, which you promised to supply my need. Have you ever wondered why God promised to supply your need according to the riches of glory, and yet we still have need, and we know the riches and glory there? You ever wonder why it doesn't happen? Because we're not receiving from that place. We're trying to receive from here. Until we get untangled to go there, he says, and when you ask the Father, believe that you receive from my name. And the Lord said, the Father will give it to you and I'll manifest it for you. But you're going to have to get the Father to give it to you. And then I will do it for you. Because when the Father grants you an allocation, I'm going to close here in a minute, from the name of Jesus. Y'all thought I was going to go, didn't you? Because the Father's going to grant you an allocation if you will look to Him solely as your source. I used to hear these guys that roll around, and I mean, they just rolling in it. And they said, look, this church ain't my source. Your people ain't my source. God, my source. It's easy to say that until you get into the daily grind. Then you find out what your real source is. You know what your source is, the paycheck. But you got to loose yourself from that. Don't quit your job. Loose your heart from the source. You got to get that cable severed, and then get it on the riches in His glory. Get it on the inexhaustible riches in glory, and be bold to ask the Father. Now, Father, I ask you, I got a business down there. I've been asking you to bless forever, but I need a direct allocation from you. I don't want you bypassing me. I want it to come through me. Father, as I ask, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on the earth. Let it come. Because the Father, He's going to give it to you. The Father's going to take it right out of the name of Jesus, and He's going to transact with you. And the Father's going to impart the kingdom into your spirit. It's a spiritual impartation that's going to produce a natural multiplication. Give the Lord glory. The Father transacts from the name of Jesus. He solely transacts through and from the name of Jesus. He transacts 100% in the Spirit. What He transacts with, the Lord, that's why I said, the Father will give it to you, but I, the Lord, will do it for you. But I can't do it until He gives it to you from my name. You got to go to Him, but you can't be looking to Him in the world at the same time. He won't let that happen. How many of you are going to loose some chains, unchain my heart, and set me free? And then I'm going to go to the Lord, grant me, Father, according to the riches of glory. I'm going to sit here, Father, until we transact here, until you grant me the kingdom. The transference of the kingdom. When I get the transference of the precious oil, when I get the precious oil, then I'm going to come back into the earth, and its kingdom's not going to originate from the ocular world. It's going to originate from right here. I'm going to loose this in my system. You loose it back into your job. You loose it back into your business. You loose it back into your church, and things are going to happen. That wasn't happening before. God's going to make you an heir to the kingdom of God. Isn't that glorious? Let's give Him glory. I'll just throw this out to you. Ephesians 3, Father, grant me, watch this transaction, according to the riches of the glory in Christ, to be strengthened with all dunamis power by your Holy Spirit. Where does the Father do it? Into my inner man. Transfers to the inner man that Christ may dwell in me now. Because what you're going to come out with is Christ's inheritance dwelling in you. And you're going to release that in the earth now unto the Father that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the dunamis that's working where? In us! Let's all stand. Hallelujah! So right now, in the name of Jesus, I loose my heart from that dependency. I loose it from my weekly grind. I loose it from my sources in the earth. I loose it. My livelihood is dependent on my Father in heaven and the Lord Jesus. It's not dependent on what I see here. I loose my heart. I loose the kingdom from this earth and its resources. I loose the kingdom I loose my heart from it. I loose my heart from all that I've bound it to. I loose it from my employment. I loose it from my paycheck. I loose it from these weekly offers. I loose my dependency. I am an heir of God. I'm no longer a slave, Christian, put that. I am an heir. Loose. Put your hand on your heart. Father, show me what I have bound my heart to. Show me what I bound my dependency until I come to the place where I trust in the Lord with all of my heart and lean not unto my own sufficiency, my own understanding. Tonight, show me. Tonight, show me. Tonight, with the power of the keys of the kingdom, I loose my heart from the world and its systems. I loose from my heart from all things that bind. I loose my faith from all that I have depended upon. I loose it from my own actions, my own sufficiency. I loose it and I set my faith into you, Father. I realign my faith into riches and glory. I realign my faith into the kingdom. I realign my faith to receive and to transact with you, Father God. Thy kingdom come. Your will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom. As we stand praying, we believe to receive. Father, grant transactions this week. Grant transactions this week. Grant transactions from the name of Jesus. As we're looking to the name, we're looking to the glorious name, we're looking to our inheritance, we're looking into heaven above. Faith is rising in us. We're looking for your great river to come through us into the earth. Oh, glory to God. We love you. God bless you tonight.